I know that you have been having a hard time getting into Kitten Space lately, my love. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I just understand that with all the stress that is going on in the world the way it is, it's hard for you to get there and enjoy it. And then this makes you only more frustrated, and then you get angry or upset with yourself. So, as any awesome partner would do, I took it upon myself to make you a little surprise. Do you trust me? Good. When you weren't looking, I put a little audio file on your phone. So I want you to put these kitty ear headphones on, get comfy on the bed, and press play. Now go have fun, kitten. I'll be right outside if you need me. Take a deep breath in. One, two, three. Breathe out. Four, five, six. Get comfortable. Inhale. One, two, three. Exhale. Four, five, six. Close your eyes. Breathe in. One, two, three. Breathe out. Four, five, six. Listen to my voice. My voice is the only thing you need. It is going to help you become the best you. Breathe in. One, two, three. Breathe out. Four, five, six. My voice is going to guide you. The goal of this is to help you be the best kitten you can be, help you reach that headspace easier without so much frustration. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Exhale. Five, six, seven, eight. With every inhale, you feel your limbs grow heavier and heavier. With every exhale, you feel yourself sinking deeper into that feeling of bliss. Breathe in. One, two, three, four. Breathe out. Five. Six, seven, eight. This is the state you are the most open to change in. This is the state where you can let your kitty side out without any judgment. Inhale, one, two, three, four. Exhale, five, six, seven, eight. You're doing good for me, my kitten. Keep sinking deeper for me. Breathe in. One, two, three, four. Breathe out. Five, six, seven, eight. Inhale. One, two, three, four. Exhale. Five, six, seven, eight. Everything is so heavy. It's better to just listen to my voice and accept it. Inhale. One, two, three, four, five. Exhale, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. That's good, kitten. No more thinking. Turn off any thoughts and just listen to me. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five. Breathe out. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Kittens don't need to think. Their only job is to be cute and taken care of. That is your only job, too. Inhale. One, two, three, four, five. Exhale. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Everything feels so good, doesn't it? This is how it should be, kitten. No more thinking, no more stress. A sleepy body that doesn't want to move, and a calming voice telling you how cute you are. Breathe in. One, two, three, four, five. Breathe out. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Inhale. One, two, three, four, five. Exhale. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Good. That's good. You're doing so good for me, kitten. It's just the two of us, kitten. No worries, no thoughts, no one else. It's just the two of us, alone together. You are safe. You trust me. You understand that you are safe and that this is going to help you. It's better when you're a kitten, right? Having someone else take care of you, own you, spoil you. That's all a cute kitty needs. So what I'm going to do is take away your human self. They are sealed behind this door. Only I have the key. Let your Neko side out. Your Neko side needs to play. Your human side, it can take a nap. They are not getting out of this door until I unlock them. The key will stay around my neck as a reminder that you are not in control and that you must trust me. Standing up feels unnatural to you. Kittens don't stand up. They don't walk on their hind legs. You're a kitten, so you should be on all fours. Crawling around on your hands and knees feels more natural. That is how a proper kitten walks. That is how you walk. Walking on two legs gets so tiring so quickly. It makes more sense to walk on four legs. It means there are more limbs to put weight on, and that means there's a longer playtime. Longer playtime is always a good thing. Something that a kitten like yourself wants. Playing with brightly colored toys, or your owner, is the best part of a kitty's day. There is just so much energy and so many things to explore. The world is so big and you understand so little of it. Sometimes it can be scary, but as long as your owner is there to take care of you, then you can do anything. Your owner makes you feel safe and loved. They give you toys and treats and head pats. Head pats always feel nice. You get more head pats when you walk on all fours. You get more treats when you crawl around. That must mean that is how a kitty should be. You should always be on all fours. That's what makes sense for a kitty like you. Nekos like yourself can't be left alone. You think you can. You think you are big and strong and can take care of yourself, but you can't. You are just a simple-minded pet. Pets can't be left alone. They tend to get in trouble. When you are left to yourself, you get naughty. Being naughty leads to punishments. Part of you wants to be a well-behaved kitten, but the other part of you wants to be a little naughty. There is nothing wrong with having fun and getting up to some mischief. As long as the punishments come from your owner, they aren't too bad. You know that your owner knows what is best for you. A kitten can't take care of themselves. They need to be taken care of, told what to do, rewarded when they do good, and punished when they do bad. It's not your fault the world is so big and you don't understand it. You're just a little kitty after all. No one expects you to understand the world. The only way for something as cute and curious as you is to... You have to do it yourself. You have to see if the outcome is good or bad. How else is a pet going to learn? Kittens love to be touched by their favorite person. The person you want to touch you the most is your owner. You want to feel their hand on your head. You want to get kissed on the cheek and get nose boops. You want to lay on their lap and rub your head against the fabric on their thigh. You want to smell them. The smell of your owner instantly comforts you. It's your favorite smell in the world. The smell of your owner makes you feel safe and happy. It's the best scent in the world. It's okay to indulge. You're a little kitten. You don't know right from wrong. All you know is what feels good, so you keep doing it. Your owner finds it adorable and encourages this from you. The more you cuddle with your owner, the more they touch your body, the hornier you get. Every time your owner touches you, it feels good. It sends sparks of electricity throughout you, and you want them to do it again. Even if it's a punishment, it still feels good, and they always take care of you afterwards. Your owner knows what is best for you. You're just a little kitty. You can't be expected to do anything for yourself. You can't take care of yourself. You're a pet. Pets need to be owned. You are lucky enough to be owned by someone who loves you and wants to spoil you every second of the day. It feels good. It feels right. It feels natural. Being a Neko is the most natural thing for you. It's where you belong. Being a kitten is where you blossom and thrive. The world is so much better when you're a little kitty. You are so much happier when you're a kitten, on all fours, cuddling with your owner. You can even let out a purr if you want. It feels so warm and safe and good. You are a good little kitty. You deserve to feel like this. You deserve to feel safe. You deserve to feel good. You deserve to be taken care of and praised. You are such a sweet little kitten for me. When the arousal starts to be too much, you must indicate to your owner what you want. As a pet, you can't speak, and you know better. You know you're not supposed to touch yourself without permission. Touching yourself without permission could lead to punishment or so much worse. You're not sure what the worst part is since you're just a kitten, but you have an idea. So instead, you indicate that you want to do something by nuzzling your owner's crotch, pawing at it, maybe letting out a few mews. You could turn around, face down, ass up, and spread your hold to show your owner what you want. Such a display of submission is sure to give your owner an idea of what you want. They'll praise you for being a good kitten, for knowing your place. They'll give you what you want because you followed the rules and asked to be taken care of. Despite being a dumb little pet, you let them know that you were horny instead of taking care of it yourself. You'll get what you want, an orgasm. Your owner is always going to take care of you, especially when you're good. Good kittens get what they want. They get spoiled. Treats, cuddles, toys, orgasms, headpants, whatever a little kitty could want, a little kitty gets, if they're good. You are a good kitty, right? Of course you are. A good little kitten for your owner with a bit of a mischievous side that your owner loves oh so much. Your owner loves you like this, as a sweet little kitten that needs to be taken care of. Your owner loves taking care of you, seeing you like this. Your owner feels lucky that you feel so safe around them that you allow yourself to get into such a vulnerable headspace with them. This makes you feel even more loved, even more safe. There is nothing but trust. An owner takes care of a Neko, and a Neko provides happiness for their owner. There is nothing else on earth that your owner would rather be doing than providing for their adorable kitten. Your owner wants to be greeted by a sleepy kitty in a puddle of blankets on their bed. Your owner wants to cuddle you and play with you and your toys. Your owner wants to give you treats. Your owner wants to fuck you. Your owner wants to make you feel loved and taken care of. You need to allow yourself this. It's okay to allow yourself to be treated with love and respect. You're a kitten. It's what needs to happen. You can't take care of yourself. You can't be trusted to be alone. You're just a little kitty. Your only job is to listen and be as good as you can. Mischievousness from time to time is allowed, but your full-time job is to be a pet, to take what your owner gives you, whether that is love for being good or a punishment for being naughty. It all depends on your mood, doesn't it, kitten? Whether you get a reward or a punishment depends on how well you behave that day. This is your natural state. This is what feels best for you. You are a kitten. You know the rules. You know the rewards. You know the punishments. It's a simple life for a kitty because you can't handle much else. What a kitten can handle is being used by their owner. Kittens love to be fucked by their owner. A good pet is always eager and willing to be fucked. Whether it is on their knees, bent over the couch, spread out on the bed, your owner's touch gets you aroused. Why wouldn't you want to be constantly fucked? The ultimate praise, the ultimate reward for a little Neko is an orgasm. Whenever your owner gifts you one, you feel like the most special kitten in the world. As a pet, you don't need an orgasm to live. You need things like food and naps to survive. But an orgasm? That's not just a reward. It's a gift. It is your owner's way of saying you were very good that day. Orgasms are the biggest incentive for a kitty to behave. Every day you don't orgasm, a kitten can look back and see what they did that was naughty. Naughty pets don't get to come. Pets don't need to come. They get the privilege of being touched and fucked by their owners, but it is not a right they have. It is a treat. Of course, a kitten will do anything to entice their owner to fuck them. Just a simple cuddle session is enough to turn a kitty on. But ultimately, it is not their decision if they get to have sex. It is not up to the kitten if they get to orgasm. It is up to the owner. Your owner decides what is best for you. You do not know what is best for you. You are a pet. Your owner knows what is best for you. Listen and do what they say. You know it's the right thing to do. You are too simple to think for yourself. A little kitten can't do anything alone. You need your owner to tell you what you need, or else your pea brain will do whatever it can to create more of that good feeling. You don't need to think for yourself. You are a good kitten. You defer to your owner for every decision. Your owner knows best. They only want what is best for you. A good kitten trusts their owner and knows this. A good kitten obeys their owner. You do not need to think for yourself. You are a good kitten. You defer to your owner for every decision. Your owner knows best. They only want what is best for you. A good kitten trusts their owner and knows this. A good kitten obeys their owner. You do not need to think for yourself. You are a good kitten. You defer to your owner for every decision. Your owner knows best. They only want what is best for you. A good kitten trusts their owner and knows this. A good kitten obeys their owner. A good kitten is always open and ready for their owner. A good kitten always is ready to take whatever their owner gives them. Whether it is pleasure or pain, whether it is an orgasm or denial, whether it is teasing or fucking, your body belongs to your owner. You are an owned pet, an owned little kitten. Your body is not yours, but it is your owner's. Whatever they want to do with it is their choice. You are theirs to do with as they want. They know what is best for you. A good kitten is always open and ready for their owner. A good kitten always is ready to take whatever their owner gives them. Whether it is pleasure or pain, Whether it is an orgasm or denial, whether it is teasing or fucking, your body belongs to your owner. You are an owned pet, an owned little kitten. Your body is not yours, but it is your owner's. Whatever they want to do with it is their choice. You are theirs to do with as they want. They know what is best for you. A good kitten is always open and ready for their owner. A good kitten always is ready to take whatever their owner gives them. Whether it is pleasure or pain, whether it is an orgasm or denial, whether it is teasing or fucking, your body belongs to your owner. You are an owned pet, an owned little kitten. Your body is not yours, but it is your owner's. Whatever they want to do with it is their choice. You are theirs to do with as they want. They know what is best for you. You feel the most natural in your kitten state. This feels right. This is the real you. You have never felt more natural than when you are on all fours and cuddling with your owner. You feel safe like this. You feel loved like this. This is where a kitten belongs. You feel the most natural in your kitten state. This feels right. This is the real you. You never feel more natural than when you are on all fours cuddling with your owner. You feel safe like this. You feel loved like this. This is where a kitten belongs. You feel the most natural in your kitten state. This feels right. This is the real you. You have never felt more natural than when you are on all fours and cuddling with your owner. You feel safe like this. You feel right like this. You feel loved like this. This is where a kitten belongs.